الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuation of yesterday's advice from a wise person, given of sadaqa. Then this one. So no sadaqa. Then after that, he even says, always remain in wudu and always keep good ties, which is the most difficult thing to do. To keep good ties with everyone is the greatest quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Someone does bad to you, but he will turn into good. That is very difficult. When someone is doing harm to you, all kind of harm and causing to you, all kind, whether it's a wife, whether it's a child, whether it's a friend, whether it's an enemy, when they begin to cause harm to you, and you become so strong to that extent that you do not cause harm to them, you don't break ties with them. It does not mean you will consider and talk to them all the time, but your heart is so clean that you meet and make salam to them. You make salam. You come to the masjid to read namaz to, if that person caused harm to you, but when you sit next to him, it will not affect you at all. It will not affect your namaz. Not to break ties. The third thing he said this much, that you must always be in jihad fi sabilillah. Jihad fi sabilillah, no, 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 we don't have to go to war now. There's no war, we don't ask for war. No, we dua for jihad also. This jihad is something else, which is lifelong jihad. One is a person that goes out in jihad and face gets shaheed. One is becoming shaheed every day. That is the biggest jihad. In other words, every day of your life, you are faced with a test that you don't want to wake up with your namaz. You don't wish to wake up with the namaz. You don't make attempt to wake up with the namaz. And you let it by. That is not jihad. Jihad is wake up. You wake up in the early part of the morning, no matter what time it is. I must wake up for the salah. The jihad, that is jihad. All the time in your business you are so busy, that you know there's no time, but when you hear the adhan, it's jihad, you go to masjid, read the masjid. No matter how busy you are, no matter how important meetings are, when you come to salah, rajallahu ta'ala, is you make leave everything out and you make salah. That is jihad all the time. That's mine in one kind, that is one jihad. Another jihad is this much. Jihad of your body. Every moment now you must know something, that you walk in the street, your eyes go to the wrong place, that's jihad now. Jihad that I'm not. I'm not put my eyes in all over. In the cell phone too, if you're looking at it, whether it's women listening to it, whatever way it is, whatever else you're listening to me, at least. That jihad is you don't look at the wrong things. Definitely you stop. That is jihad now. That is the right of Allah Ta'ala. This is one right of people. Right, Allah Ta'ala, this is your eyes, that my ni'mat I gave you, how did you use it? Use it in the correct way, it's jihad now. That you will not do it. Then you look at a person, look at his all his properties and all, jealousy coming to you. That's jihad, not have that. Because the moment you have jealousy coming to you, you're not jealous with him, but you're not having the decision of Allah. Allah gave him that day. You did not give him. But now when you're looking at him all happy and everything is good, you get hurt, you get jealous. Jihad is not get jealous. When they dua for him, he must Allah give me too. But you don't have jealousy. You see a person, no matter how good he is, you look at him, what jealousy must come. The moment jealousy comes in you, that means you're not happy. The jihad is there, you must not follow that. The eyes are the same thing. The ear the same thing. Allah gave you this ni'mat to use it in the correct way. And using the correct way is this. Anytime you must hear those things you're supposed to listen to. Understand? All those things you're supposed to listen to, not those things not to listen to. You listen to backbiting and all those things, you not fulfill the rights of the ears. Every part of the body, your hand also, you don't hit someone anymore. So, this is what you call jihad fi sabilillah for us. Jihad is not to go jihad. This is our jihad 24 hours. You go to sleep, adhan time, namaz. No matter what it is, the best friend with you too. You leave him and go to masjid. To read the salah. But a friend, you will invite the next friend to take him to masjid. But not a time must he must go against the law of Allah. The moment he goes against the law of Allah, Allah then that is the jihad. Jihad is always, the biggest jihad is not to get angry. Not to get angry. That is the biggest jihad. It will happen to you. Now today you're fasting, okay? You know, you just made iftar and you go home. Mother, wife, she's still busy making salah. Your jihad is what you're supposed to do. So who's going to fight with her? You take a knife out for her. So jihad is, you just make jihad that you do something else, but you keep yourself cool and calm. That is jihad 24 hours. One is 5 times namaz to read. That is you read. It takes few minutes and finish. One is jihad all the time. All the time, the business also. So in every way, the jihad is the business is halal only, not haram. No matter how quiet you are, no matter how quiet the business is, one person comes and says, you know, I've got this bag of stuff, man. Come on, man. Come on, something good coming free of charge. Jihad is, I'm not going to do it. So 24 hours is a person doing jihad. That is what is wanted in them. So the four things was, one year was sadqa, you have a lot of sadqa. Second is this one, but you do all the time. Third is this one, that you must always have good time with everyone. Fourth is that you must make jihad all the time. And the fifth one is most important also, to be very obedient to parents. Today you are not obedient to parents. You are keeping fast, you are reading Quran, you are doing everything. You are not obedient to parents. I am not saying respect the parents. Respect. You obey them when they tell you to do the right thing. You don't obey them when they tell you wrong things. If your mother and father don't need namaz, you're supposed to be in namaz. But respect them. It does not mean they do wrong, you must take them to task. You have to show respect to them at all times. Understand? This is the most important thing. And we are keeping fast today, but many people of us, we don't show a lot of disrespect to the parents. So we are losing the barakat of this month. And also the fast, this month of Ramadan fast, the right of fast is that we must try to control our tongue, ears, and everything to fulfill the right of fast. This is one ibadat Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّهُ لِي. It is only for me and I will decide what is the reward. Namaz, everything is reward, but fasting is one fast, is one thing. He did it for me. In other words, you did it for me, means Allah Ta'ala, then you must show how I must keep Allah Ta'ala happy. What he wants me to keep in the fast, I will do that. I will not do anything against the fast. Otherwise, the fast will just be there. But you don't lose all the rewards for you. Make the Allah, Allah Ta'ala. And the amal can be for free. Alhamdulillah. Wa sallallahu ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ahsina aqibatana wa ajinna min اللهم نسألك الرضا والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا لا تجعلنا في فتنة القوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من قوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا في فتنة الذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم والله خير الحافظ والرحمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا